I'm David Ford, and next up, go grab your calligrapher's pen. It's time for some letter-forming fun with Bethany Chafin.
Winston-Salem-based John Stevens is an internationally renowned letter artist. His work can be seen everywhere from book covers and libraries to branding images and magazines. He's worked with clients such as Atlantic Records, Lucasfilm, HBO, and Pepsi, among many others. John occasionally teaches at the Calligraphy Center in Winston-Salem and the Cheerio Calligraphy Retreat in the Blue Ridge Mountains, where calligraphers from around the world come to study with renowned teachers. John's new book is titled Scribe, Artist of the Written Word, and is published by John Neal Books in Greensboro. The 264-page book is filled with color images of John's work throughout his career and discusses the craft and expression in letter forming. I spoke to John when he stopped by WFDD.
I know I was drawing letters as a kid before I even knew what letters were, you know. Our alphabet took thousands of years to evolve, and there's something about collective humanity in there. So again, the average person sees styles, but they don't realize this style was 150 years in the making, you know, or 200 years. The Greeks gave basically a framework. Romans developed it, and that's 2,000 years ago. And then the rest of the history of writing till now has been a de-evolution from those very tall, beautiful, graceful capitals down to handwriting. Actually, every generation had a concurrent handwriting along with their formal script, but at times they've verged together and at times they're very different. I think one of the contemporary topics today is handwriting being dropped from schools or people's handwriting getting really bad or print script and all that. What I say in the book is we don't know what it's going to actually cost us to drop these things. I figure we spend thousands of years developing it and it can be undone in 10, 15 years. That seems a little out of whack. That seems out of balance to me.
What can the process of letter forming teach you as perhaps a more contemplative, even meditative practice?
That's something we've stumbled into. Our world has changed. And Joyce, Tita teaches beginning classes. I sometimes come in and teach classes. People are not coming to become professional calligraphers anymore. But they've discovered that taking your focus and putting it into something like that, and there is a huge contemplative factor here. There's the creative part, but just in the actual letter forming itself. If you just want to make a nice poem or whatever, it's going to demand some concentration, sustained concentration. We just stumbled into, and of course the students like this, is they just feel better. I believe they're making contact with something closer to feeding the soul than sitting in front of the computer all day. But if you do this kind of physical thing, this could be playing an instrument, doing a great workout, you know, and drawing too, of course. You connect with yourself in a way that you won't get from digital world, you won't get from TV. You might even have moments where you're not self-conscious and judging. And when you get to that place, I believe that's like your best days when you were a child creating. It's so light and it's so energizing. You just feel better about the world and yourself. That's a pretty good side benefit for a couple hours of your time.
I find that really interesting because, you know, you've mentioned the practice and the form involved in the standard alphabets or the styles that some people want to learn and the perfectionism that they think is inherent in that. But knowing that can then lead to a freedom of expression,
yeah,
I think is really fascinating.
Obviously, that doesn't get laid on a beginning student right from day one. So their immediate takeaway or benefit is I'm making something with my hands. I learned a lot about my awareness of letter forms, just even in the first day, just went up 100%. So we feed ourselves. And, you know, again, I'm not an anti-technology person, but it's hard to have. It's out of balance right now in terms of what humans can get from this stuff. The movement in software that was bothering me when it started was, we're going to make everything easier. And I think human beings do better with the idea, you know, if everybody believes we're all moving kind of in a, things are getting better. I know everybody's got a different idea what that is, but I think aesthetics is a part of that. And it's hard to be very concerned about aesthetics when the economy's rough or people are not eating or things like that. But I do think it's more essential. It's not icing or decorating on the cake. I think it's really connected to our soul and it's been said 1,000 different ways. Like I said before, we won't know how expensive it is if we start getting rid of that idea.
Where do you see technology and letter forming by hand working together?
There are all these websites, these sharing websites out there. And I'm not just talking about Facebook. I'm talking about Dribbble, Behance. We're designers all over the world. So I get to see somebody's work in Russia or somebody in India, something like that, who, again, has this passion, wants to create through letter forms, wants to express themselves. You know, you get the whole terrain. You get some really funky stuff. You see some people making attempts at things that they're not fully qualified to do yet. But at the same time, hey, I grew up where I could listen to Andre Segovia and then an hour later be listening to the Sex Pistols. I mean, I didn't bother wasting my time comparing those two things. I just said, okay, this is a different form of expression. So there's some of this funky stuff that I see that in the old days would be considered bad letter forms and stuff, but I go into this place of, but it is expressive of something. I can see that. And maybe that's going to help people stay involved too. We don't just use the old techniques. And usually people my age don't pay attention to this stuff, but I've engaged with some of it. On the downside is there's a kind of fine work, craft in your hand. I think DIY is trying to connect with that world. But those you have to go to museums to see. And they don't come off well online. Because online you're seeing letter forms as image. But to see the craftsmanship of the actual piece, like you do see in, let's say, a medieval manuscript. I mean, the Holy Grail is the Book of Kells, you know, or something like that. You have to have your eyeballs on that to see what's going on there and not have it reduced to this kind of commodity. Oh, can I get that font kind of thing?
What are some things that are happening at the local level here in this community that give you hope or give others who are interested the opportunity to learn more? And I'm thinking of the Cheerio calligraphy retreats.
Absolutely. Yeah. We are definitely in the top five and around the world. We have John Neal here. We have Calligraphy Center and Cheerio. Cheerio is a pretty big deal, and that's run by Jim and Joyce Tita, both international students and international teachers. Now, what we have that a lot of these other places don't have, it's a very beautiful location and very accessible in a lot of ways. I think there's a great energy in that place also. And that really comes through. And I think people who've been there love it. You can take local classes here right at Calligraphy Center. And Joyce is also a teacher who travels around, has brought it to schools. She says the same thing I'm saying, basically, that when they're introduced to it, they get turned on. That it's not one of these deals where they want to get out their iPad out, you know. That's a little bit where we're being marketed to a little heavy on that. You know, look what I can do on my iPad kind of thing. You'll never get the same feeling as you get from doing it for real. And that's available. You can get that. And you can get it here.
Letter artist John Stevens. John's new book is Scribe, Artist of the Written Word. For more information on his book, the Calligraphy Center in Winston-Salem, and the Cheerio Retreat, visit our website at wfdd.org, and once you're there, click on Triad Arts Weekend. For WFDD, I'm Bethany Chafin.